You're listening to a 3CR podcast created in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.
Welcome to Breadline from the Australian Unemployed Workers Union on Community Radio 3CR.
So put down that job plan and listen to us.
I'd first like to acknowledge that this program is being broadcast from the lands of the Wurundjeri of the Kulin Nation. So their sovereignty was never ceded, and we want to pay our respects to their elders past, present and emerging. And we also acknowledge that the unfairness of the welfare system disproportionately affects First Nations people.
Hello everybody, my name is Daryl and welcome back to another exploding episode of the Breadline Show, brought to you by the Australian Unemployed Workers Union here on 3CR Community Radio, 8:55 a.m. on your dial or online at 3cr.org.au in full high octane sound. And if you're having problems with Centrelink or your job provider, well, let's face it, that's probably all of you, give us a call on 1800 289 848 from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Monday to Friday, where one of our friendly volunteers will be standing by and eager to help you. Or, for that more personal touch, send us an email to advocacy@auwu.org.au. But go on, give us a call. You know you want to. My name is Daryl and you're listening to Breadline here on 3CR Community Radio. And now I would like to introduce one of our newest volunteers on the advice line, Al Sanders. Hello, Al. Thanks for being on the show.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, no problem. So, how did you find out about the union?
That is a very long story, but I'll cut it down. Sick and tired of dealing with Centrelink, and I previously volunteered for another organisation and heard all about, you know, people's struggles. So I joined because I'm sick and tired of how unfair the system is and I want to help people.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. So how did you find out about the union again?
I was Googling and I came across the website. So, and then I looked at everything and I sent an inquiry about advocacy, sorry, because I've done that before, and just back to me, and that was that.
Oh, great. So what was it exactly that made you join up?
Mainly because I've just seen all the gaps in the system and just how low the payments are. They're shockingly low, and just how backwards our system is comparatively to even other countries. That's pretty much why I joined, to make some noise and hopefully help people and get politicians' attention, because they certainly don't care, do they?
Yeah. So how do you like being on the advice line?
I like it, but it's very hard because you get so many people that are at the end of their sort of, I guess they just hit rock bottom. So sometimes you can't always help them because it's limited, or you have to refer on. So
Yeah. You get some hard ones and you get some good ones. Yeah, look, I did it for about 9 years. It gets easier. And it's a really good way to know your rights as well. You don't know how many times I used to be able to say no to a job provider.
Yeah.
And, you know, some of them take it quite well. They won't give an argument. But the ones I always look forward to were the ones that give you a song and dance about it. And they give you all sorts of excuses why, you know, oh, no, you can't say no to this or that. It's, you know, they put on a real show. Right? I absolutely loved it. Yeah, so how long have you been on the advice line for? Not very long, I take it?
No, only a few weeks, so.
Yeah. Well, you'll get some that they'll want you to hold your hand all the way through the process, and then you'll get others that will say, oh, yeah, that's the same information I found elsewhere. They're the ones that are good because they're not relying just on the one source. And then you have all these others in between those two. But, you wanted to talk about
partner income tests and the thresholds in relation to that.
Yeah, I had a look at that myself. From up to $150, if you earn $150 a fortnight, you lose nothing from your unemployment payment. And from $150 to $256, it's 50 cents for every dollar you earn. After $256, it's 60 cents for every dollar you earn.
Yes. correct. Yeah.
Yeah. So what more do you have to say about that, Elle?
I have a lot to say about that. Honestly, at the moment with AWU and whatever, we're like planning a campaign to try and again get the government to abolish the limits, particularly when you look at those that are on the DSP, but it extended out to all payments as well, because it's just, I've heard from so many people that are dependent or have been dependent upon their partners, and it doesn't really matter how great your relationship is. It takes away your dignity and your ability just to live and contribute. Well,
you mean relying on your partner?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So you would like to be working as well?
I just feel like that the partner income test just severely limits people, their ability to exist, and it's so backwards, and it's been in place since 1961, and we live in a vastly different sort of landscape these days in terms of relationships. It's 2025, we're going into 2026 very soon.
Yeah.
And it's just something that I cannot for the life of me, because Labor's always going on about violence against women and their violence against women campaign, understand why they would leave. And it's not just women, it's everyone. People dependent upon their partners, so they lose half or all of their payment based on their income, and they can get into situations where it's like domestic violence, and they just refuse to acknowledge that. Many other organisations do acknowledge the atrocity that that is, but
it just so happens it's what do they call it, Equality Agenda Week, starting on the 25th of this month, actually.
Yes.
So is there anything else you want to mention?
I just think, just in relation to sort of partner income, and also it respects like people under 22, like youth allowance and that, relying on their parents' income, potentially cutting payments off. I just think it's incredibly cruel, and I've been trying to get more attention on the issue and that, and a lot of people, and like when you post things publicly, actually do agree with it. They agree that it's incredibly cruel, and it's really, when you look at it, it's state-sanctioned violence that's written into legislation, and not just going about their gendered violence campaigns and continue to run with it basically and ignore it. So be able to like run a campaign. I'm already working on it with a few others from AWU to change things.
Yeah, it's incredible. You need to be, I think they've got the age up to 18 now before you can get any unemployment, which is not good. I left home at 15, but I was lucky. I was able to get work. But, you know, you could still get unemployment at 15 years of age back. This is back in the 70s. But, things have certainly changed now. Well, at least if you're working part-time, it gives you immunity against work for the dole anyway. Which is good. All right, Al, so thanks very much for talking to us.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, bye for now.
Bye.
You're listening to a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned to hear the rest of your 3CR podcast.
Yeah, so that was Al, one of our new volunteers on the advice line. And they're all pretty good. They're all hardworking and willing to help you there, get through your problems. And, hang on a minute. What's this? Hello? You say they've cut your payments off already before you've been found guilty? Well, give our union a call. So what line of work are you in? You say the pharmaceutical trade. What's that? No one in the union works for the police. And what's your name again? Tony Mockbell. Yep. No problem, matey. Hello, Sam. Keep up the good gaming, mate. Now, I might read one of the letters that we get from our many fans. Yeah, they still send it through snail mail. Now, this one's from Mrs. Wobblebottom, and she says she's 6 months pregnant. Uh-oh. Oh, no, it's okay. She just wants to know, what is the most reliable method to determine a baby's sex? Well, that's simple enough. Childbirth. I rang a company to do business with them. It was a telephone company or internet company, I think it was. And to my shock and horror, they answered my call straight away, and I was not diverted to an overseas call centre. And I could understand every word they said. So, of course, I got very suspicious at that point and thought, well, that is not standard business practice. So I said to them, I'm sorry, but I can't do business with you. And then I promptly hung up. Damn cheek of them. Oh, man, I've got 2 minutes here to kill. Oh, well, Mrs. Wobblebottom had another question. She says the midwife says it won't be pain when she's in labour, but pressure. Is she right? Yeah, sure. Same way you might call a tornado an air current. Okay. And I've lost my end script here somewhere. All right, here it is. Okay, thanks for tuning in. Don't forget to join us again next week, same time. Stay tuned for the Eritrean Voice Show coming right up. My name is Daryl. You have been listening to Breadline, brought to you by the Australian Unemployed Workers Union here on 3CR Community Radio, 855 on your dial or online at 3cr.org.au.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.